Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Professor Jeff George, who is a professor of music in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. He is the guitar professor.
Hi, Judith.
And Dr. George is Nico Guillon, who is the winner this year of the Friends of Music biannual jazz guitar competition. You have a guitar competition every year, Jeff, I believe, but
yeah.
You alternate between classical and jazz.
Yep. So you were nice enough to have me in here the other day and chatting. And so this is the second year. And as I told you the other day, I just kind of thought, well, poor jazz guys. You know, we've kept this tradition going of the classical guitar competition but hadn't done something for the jazz students. And so we did it for the first time last year – or year before last, biannual. And then this is the second year for it. As a matter of fact, and, Nico didn't compete last year. Did you got a gig or something? I remember.
I don't remember.
That was a good excuse.
Long time ago.
That was, yeah, that's right.
The life of a college student.
Yeah.
Well, Nico, you are in the School of Music. You're actually in music media.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you play guitar. Do you have sort of like a double major? You all have to choose some kind of performance, don't you?
For someone like Nico doing music media, it almost is double major in a way because you still have to choose a performance instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You still have 8 semesters of lessons on that instrument. And then he's got to do other things that a performance major doesn't, like film scoring and live sound classes and MIDI courses and recording and all this crazy stuff.
Well, how long have you been playing the guitar, Nico?
I started around when I was in junior year high school, and it was actually Guitar Hero that inspired me to do it.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Now you know
video
what?
Games. I like video games a lot.
But parents, take note of that. He has now won the guitar competition, the actual guitar competition. So it can lead to really good actual things.
Yes, video games are good.
Not just virtual.
Imagine how many people are going to use you as an excuse now.
So what was it? Was it the feeling of that little instrument? Was it just what attracted you to going to take lessons?
I just felt like I heard music differently than other people, and I picked up the game controller and I learned it pretty quickly. So I just had this idea of getting a real guitar, see if it's any similar or any different. And I learned that it's the same for the most part.
No, it's not.
You're just pressing buttons. Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, that could say something about the quality of your musical experience, that you don't feel any boundaries between when you're experiencing music, whether it's virtual or actual. So, but when you say there really wasn't any difference, so you didn't have much trouble taking to guitar lessons. How was that experience?
It was fun. I didn't really see it as work. I guess that's what really
kind
separated
common,
me from other people. Is,
I don't know about that. I think a lot of people don't, when you're Nico's age and you start picking up an instrument, I don't think you look at it as work. You know, people ask you, what did you do when you practiced? And you're going, I don't know, I just played music.
So I also have a lot of students that I've taught that clearly do not practice and just see it as work. So that's,
welcome
that's
to kinda, my world.
Yeah.
So, Nico, you've gone in four – you're talking about just 4 years ago because you're a junior here at the university.
We played guitar before.
You started playing guitar when you were junior in high school?
Well, I
did you play before you came to the U.S.? We should clarify that Nico's from the Philippines originally.
Yes, I'm from the Philippines. And I actually never really practiced guitar until my junior year of high school.
Hmm.
So around 5 years maybe.
Okay. But from, say, in 5 years, you, in that time, you've gone to having your own students, teaching guitar to other students, and winning this jazz guitar competition. So that's quite a trajectory. So you really did take to it. How did your interests in guitar develop? This is the jazz competition, but I think here at UL you can study both classical and jazz. How did your interests develop? Obviously, Guitar Hero was not classical or jazz. It was rock guitar.
Yeah, it was rock, which is very close to blues. It's the older classic rock stuff. And so I looked into the blues music on YouTube and around local music, and I really loved it. And I had some people that I met that really made me grow further into the music. And then I just thought that jazz would be pretty close to blues, so that's how I came to the School of Music and Jazz.
You jumped into jazz. So did you come to Lafayette specifically to go to come to UL?
No. I moved here because my parents had work here, and so they just dragged me from the Philippines to here during my sophomore year in high school.
And so fortunately for you, they have a great jazz guitar program.
Yes.
Here. So talk about your development in college here at UL. You're obviously mentioned that you were teaching students. Is that a part of your curriculum here, or you've just begun that on your own?
That would be on my own. I actually teach at the Acadia School of the Arts. I started about, I think, a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Teaching.
I can't really remember, but yeah.
So you're doing both, as we mentioned, you're majoring in music media, and you're also performing with guitar. How does that work? We hear a lot about how much the music students work. Is it a rigorous curriculum?
Unless
perhaps not for you.
Well, unless you see it as fun. I mean, it's work sometimes, because you have to learn, and sometimes learning isn't fun. But
depends on what you're learning.
Yes, definitely.
Because your teacher is sitting right here, Nico. So music media, Jeff was saying that you learn things like film scoring to work in the world of media. Is that something you're interested in addition to playing guitar?
Yes. Eventually, I'd like to be able to work with technology and just turning people's ideas into something you could market through media. So it's recording. And I've actually haven't gone to film scoring yet. I think that would be two semesters from now.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how has your how have your interests in guitar developed since you've been in college? Again, you started off very interested in rock and blues, and now you're playing jazz. Tell us about your interest in guitar now.
Well,
tell her about playing with Joe. Because he's doing some other things, too.
You know? Oh, yeah. I started off playing blues during high school and early college. And then as I was learning, I guess, the basics of jazz with Jeff and Brian, I also got into Cajun music and Zydeco. So I just started listening to it a lot, radio stations and meeting people at Cajun Jams, Blue Moon, all that stuff. And so now I met this guy named Joe Hall, and I've been playing with him for, I don't know, half a year now. Mm. And the next thing we're doing is actually Jazz Fest next week. Yeah, May 4th, Sunday. So
hopefully he's going to show up to the gig.
Yeah, should be exciting. But so I went from just blues to now I'm doing music with the Zydeco band, and I'm still learning jazz, particularly Django Reinhardt's music, gypsy jazz.
So you're quite versatile here, and I think I think we should hear you play first, and then we'll talk a bit more about some, because I think people are having a really fun time listening to how you've developed and all of the different kinds of music that you do listen to and that you play right now.
Okay.
And if you are just tuning in, I'd like to remind you my guests are Professor Jeff George, the guitar professor here at UL Lafayette, and also Nico Guillong, who is a junior at UL Lafayette in music media. He won the Friends of Music, the UL Lafayette Friends of Music guitar competition, and this year it was the jazz guitar competition. He'll be accompanied by Jeff George, and you're playing a piece by Django Reinhardt, composed by Django Reinhardt. What's the title of the piece?
That was Minor Swing.
All right.
Maybe we should make sure we're in tune here.
Okay.
You gonna let me know how fast you want to do this?
I'm just gonna start it off, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nico Guillaume, junior here at UL Lafayette and winner of this year's jazz guitar competition sponsored by the UL Lafayette Friends of Music. He was accompanied by the guitar professor at UL, Dr. Jeff George. I think you're going to have a lot of parents running out and buying Guitar Hero for their kids after this. Thinking, whoa.
I should tell you a quick little bit story. The coordinator of jazz studies and my colleague and friend, Dr. Paul Morden, Nico came in to do Friends of Music scholarship auditions and continuing student scholarship auditions, which he's gotten some help in the past from Friends of Music, and did some Django Reinhardt. He kind of has a reputation of being a Django fan around school, so now his nickname is DeNico.
I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that? Well, there you go.
You heard it here on KRVS, Nico. Well, tell us why you like Django Reinhardt so much. Obviously, you play him very well. What do you like about him?
I just like the simplistic style of music, and I like how he sticks kind of close to the melody, and you could still hear the song in his playing. And yeah, I like that.
As opposed to a lot of improvisation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just the rhythm, how he plays it, is to me, it's moving. It's more moving than the other types of jazz out there.
Well, you can tell. I think people were tapping their feet. I was. You can tell you really were feeling this song. It wasn't just technical. There was a lot of heart there.
I think that's wonderful. I met not too long ago a Russian guitarist who is a flamenco player and an amazing flamenco player. And, you know, and that music really touched him. He's from Russia originally. And here's Nico from the Philippines, you know, and that music, that mm-hmm. swing manouche music, gypsy mm-hmm. jazz really spoke to him. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I mean, we kind of find out who we are through other people. And for Nico, that was a really strong pull.
Well, it sounds like a lot of music speaks to you, Nico. I mean, again, back to your description.
Guitar Hero.
What, Guitar Hero, rock, blues, jazz. I'm not sure you play some classical as well. And then now you're
No, we don't let him do that.
You don't let him do that.
I try.
You don't want to ruin those jobs. Yeah. Well, and again, you're going to be playing at Jazz Fest with Joe Hall, playing some Zydeco and Cajun music. Yes. Pretty amazing. So what was it about Cajun and Zydeco music that attracted you?
I noticed Cajun music, Creole, Zydeco, and Gypsy jazz have this in common, which is sticking to the song, making sure like when you improvise that it's you could still hear the song through it. And I just like that a lot.
That sounds very important to you, staying close to the song, staying true to the song. Well, congratulations on getting to play at Jazz Fest. Congratulations on winning the award this year. What else did you have to play for the competition? Obviously this piece. What else were y'all required to play?
One set piece.
One set piece by Thelonious Monk.
Yeah. Which was I Mean You. And then and the students basically all got 15 minutes a piece, and it was a free choice after the set piece. You did that, and you did, surprise, surprise.
The Django Reinhardt
All
piece.
Of Me, which is kind of another Django favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, beautiful tune.
Well, congratulations, because I know that often in these competitions, the undergraduates and graduate students are competing sometimes. I don't know if they had any graduate students this year.
No, I've got two grad students that are classical guitarists, and sometimes I have that are jazz students, but it was Nico and Zach Economou, who won last time. You met Zach before, mm-hmm. Zach from British Columbia, and Kieran McIntosh, who's actually a freshman. And Kieran got second and did very well. And then Michael Hillman, and another freshman.
I think it's really striking, too, the diversity of kids you all have in the guitar program, both classical and jazz, kids from all over the place and people who have different musical backgrounds and different ways that they came to music. It's very interesting, the kids you have in that program.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, my guest, Nico Guillaume, you just heard him playing Django Reinhardt. He won the biannual jazz competition put on by the Friends of Music, who are extremely helpful to the School
They're
of
Friends
Music.
Of Music were great, and a local well-established music store also donated gifts for the students, which was wonderful. And so it's nice. As a matter of fact, I got Nico's I have your check from the Friends of Music with me right now.
Sweet.
Presenting it on the air.
That's right.
He's learned about his nickname, and he's going to get his prize money.
It's a big day.
So, Nico, what are your musical plans coming up this summer and the next year?
This summer, I'm actually visiting the Philippines this summer, the whole month of June. So, not a lot of musical plans, but I do plan on bringing what I've learned from here to the Philippines a little bit. Mm-hmm. My family is a very
musical,
yes. Mm-hmm. And they haven't really heard anything about zydeco or Cajun music or gypsy jazz. So
have they heard you play with Joe Hall?
No,
no. So you need to bring him out to Cafe Des Amis on a Saturday or something.
No, I'm visiting the Philippines. So
no, I know, but I mean, get him before you maybe go.
So you'll introduce some of your relatives to Cajun and zydeco music over the summer.
I will. I'll see if I can find an accordion there and maybe play for them.
You never know. People land themselves all over the world who can play a good tune on the accordion, so you just might find somebody. So next year is your senior year here at UL, and it sounds like you're going to have some interesting classes to take, including film scoring. Mm-hmm. And you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be a new experience.
And what kinds of projects do you have in music media as a senior? Do you have to create something, a DVD, a recording?
I'll eventually have to, I think, record a band and create a whole score of music for a film. And
then a MIDI project, which is kind of like they call it the deconstruction project, right? May not be familiar with that, but that's where you take elements and you create a composition from elements, sometimes non-musical elements. We need Chris Munson here for that one.
Yeah.
Nico's learning all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we didn't tell you that. Oh, surprise.
And so you do plan to continue playing zydeco and Cajun music as well in
yes.
the future?
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. It's fun. Oh, and I get to go to places like New Orleans playing that kind of music, so it's exciting.
And are you going to be playing on the festival grounds or in town? Where are you all playing?
I think you're doing both, aren't you? Didn't you tell me?
Yes, we'll be staying there the whole weekend. I think the first day we'll be playing at Russell's. Second day is like La Maison on Frenchman Street. And Jazz Fest will be on the Fay Dodo stage.
Okay, and does y'all's group have a name?
Joe Hall and the Zydeco Cane Cutters.
Okay, so
I thought it was the Louisiana Cane Cutters.
Oops.
Yeah, Joe's not going to be happy.
So if you're heading to New Orleans this weekend, you could hear Joe Hall and the Louisiana Cane Cutters with my guest, Nico Gyeong, who is now playing with Joe Hall. Yep. He's playing a couple places in town and at the fairgrounds as well. So congratulations on that. That's very
Thanks.
Exciting. Hopefully someone will think to record it, and you can share that with your relatives. And they can see you in action.
That's right.
Maybe they could make up like a Cajun and zydeco Guitar Hero or something.
That would be fantastic.
Cool.
That could be your senior project, Nico. Again, my guests, Professor Jeff George, the guitar professor at UL Lafayette, and Nico Gyeong, who won the jazz guitar competition this year. You just heard him play a piece by Django Reinhardt. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Judith, so much for allowing us to come on and say hey, and for Nico to play.
Yes,
well, we'd love to hear them play, and we look forward to hearing more about your career. Thank you.
Thank you.